USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I'm going to ask each of you to come back with a 5% budget cut.
In the face of a soaring federal deficit, President Trump asking all department heads to cut their budgets, speaking at a cabinet meeting yesterday.
I think you'll all be able to do it. There may be a special exemption, perhaps. I don't know who that exemption would be. If you can do more than five, some of you will say, hey, I can do much more than five.
President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo are to meet today to discuss what Pompeo learned in Saudi Arabia and Turkey this week, part of the continuing search for answers about the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. The death toll from Hurricane Michael now at least 32. Four bodies were found yesterday in Mexico Beach, Florida. And this is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The growing opioid crisis in America, the focus of remarks delivered yesterday by Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein at the National Conference on Medicare and Medicaid.
Last year, synthetic opioids alone killed 29,000 Americans, a six-fold increase over 4 years. Synthetic opioids such as fentanyl are extremely dangerous.
Rosenstein says the Department of Justice will continue to crack down on drug dealers and doctors who intentionally overprescribe opioids. Republicans might take another shot at taking down Obamacare. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is suggesting Congress might try again to repeal the Affordable Care Act after the midterm elections. The first attempt failed by one vote when Arizona Senator John McCain and fellow Republicans Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski voted against it last year. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way back to the States. USA Radio's Tim Berg has details.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way back to the United States after a quick trip to Saudi Arabia and Turkey. Pompeo hoped to get some answers regarding the Washington Post columnist who disappeared inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. The secretary did say he was pleased with the conversations had in Saudi Arabia.
They made a commitment to hold anyone connected to any wrongdoing that may be found accountable for that, whether they are a senior officer or official. They promised accountability for each of those persons whom they determine as a result of their investigation deserves accountability.
It's now legal to smoke marijuana in Canada. But U.S. border officials warn people not to try to bring it home. WWJ's Vicki Thomas reports.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection stressing that nothing has changed on this side of the border. Director of Field Operations for Michigan, Christopher Perry, says it's still illegal here under federal law.
Penalties could involve seizure. They could involve financial penalties.
What about taking pot to Canada?
In general, the transportation of marijuana to Canada and from Canada to the U.S. would be illegal in both countries.
Vicki Thomas for CBS News, Detroit.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.